Good evening, and I'd like to welcome you all to Bright Light Pathfinder's BBS radio show on Live Talk One. And tonight, we want to wish Kathy Cook a speedy recovery because she is not feeling well. She is kind of under the weather, and my name is Kim, and I'm Medicine Walker, and I've guest hosted several times with Kathy. And my friend Sharon, Enlightened Path, is also on tonight. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody else.
And how are you doing this evening on a long, long Christmas day?
Doing very well. And you?
Good. Good. Well, I'm going to start out with, if it's okay with you, I'd like to start out with a little prayer for everybody. And kind of goes like this. Creator, we stand humbly before you, waiting for direction. We seek guidance in all things in our lives, so that we may walk our paths with grace and dignity. We ask you to bless all those who hold special places within our hearts. Keep our children in your care so they will remember to love themselves above all else. I ask you to help us find peace from within and respect what you have given us. Help us all to learn the lessons you show us, no matter how difficult they may be to accept. May you remind us all what our true paths are, and help us all to walk in balance between dark and light. We place ourselves in your care. Aho. All right. So, what should we talk about this evening, Ms. Sharon? Anything you would like to start with?
You know, I was thinking of that earlier when we were talking about the fact that I was going to be doing this with you tonight. And a lot of thoughts came in about looking back at 2008, because we're almost to, you know, the end of this year already, finally.
Yeah,
and I think it's finally that got me.
It's come kind of quick. Not quick enough for some of it, but quick.
Yeah, there are parts of it was like, hurry up and let me out of here. It was crazy. It was like too long, like you were saying, too long in some points and other points went by really fast.
Yeah. Well, we've talked quite a
bit. I'm leaving this year with mixed emotions.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. We've all gone through quite a bit of change, and a lot of our friends and a lot of people in the country and around the world have had a lot of change. And friends of ours were talking the other day, and actually this morning I was talking to a couple friends too, and everybody was amazed at how everybody's kind of been, because of the weather, kind of stuck at home this year. And with the economy being what it is, kind of going back to the old way Christmas used to be, with the tradition of families gathering at home and just kind of doing simple things like making things for each other and sharing stories of times past. And that's kind of a blessing in itself, I think.
Yes, I think, you know, the traditional values of family and closeness and simple is very much something that I've seen a lot this year with friends and other people that I know. So it seems to be a common theme.
I think a lot of people have gotten away from that. They kind of get caught up in their daily lives, and we kind of forget what real base of life is. And I think family's really important, and I think people are starting and beginning to remember what it's like to actually sit and have conversations with everybody and their families today. And I think that's a good thing.
I think it's just about slowing down, though, too. I think it's about relaxing. And, you know, you made a great point with the fact that we run around stressed or doing many things at one time. And so often it's just about doing one thing at a time and giving that our focus, and when we're relaxed, we're able to have those conversations because we can be there in that moment for that person, and that's what really is counting anymore, is to make those connections. And it doesn't mean that it has to be for a long period of time. It's just for that period of time that it's going on that we need to be tuned in. And before, I know when my kids were growing up, it was, yeah, what do you need and what do you want and here you go. And, you know, I was off doing four things at one time. And I didn't take the time to recognize that they just needed 5 minutes of my time, just me, not the other five things that I was working on. And it's one of those lessons that you grow up and you look back and you go, if only, and now what's nice is that I can do that now, but I couldn't or didn't know how to do that when I was trying to be it all for everybody.
When we were younger?
Yeah, when we were younger. I don't know. Yeah, younger. We're not that old, Kim.
Yeah, I know, but we were talking. I was talking with my daughter today, and we were laughing at all the simple things over the past year. And I don't know. I know you know, but many of the people have listened over to Kathy the past few weeks. I lost my mom a few weeks ago. So it's been a real retrospective for us, especially today, and thinking of Christmas has passed. And I remember last year and the year before, we had put stockings out the night before Christmas, you know, so Santa could fill them. And lo and behold, Mrs. Claus went out and got silly string and put silly string in all our stockings. And my mother, who was 88, was sitting in the living room on Christmas morning, and there was silly string of every color flying all over everything. And it's like, wow, you know, the kids have their techno gifts sitting with them, their laptops mm-hmm. and their iPods and all that kind of stuff. And the thing that they got the most excited about was the silly string, you know. And I remember my mom sitting there, and they just sprayed her with it, and it was over everything. It was on the furniture. It was on the dogs. It was on each other, you know. And it's about those silly little simple things, you know, that sometimes we take for granted, but boy, I'll tell you, they give you the best memories, you know.
That is so true.
Just in case people are just tuning in, we are on Bright Light Pathfinder's PBS show tonight, and Miss Kathy Cook is feeling a little under the weather today, and we want to send her a lot of love and energy and prayers. And I'm talking with Sharon on Light and Path, and if you guys would like to call in tonight, you may do so at 877-876-5227 in the United States, or U.S. and Canada at 877-815-9756. So what was your day like today, Ms. Sharon?
I tell you, you know, I got up with the kids, and they opened up the presents in about lickety-split time. Actually, they took time, so, you know, it wasn't all tear-it through all the way, and so that was cool, and it was just really relaxing, really relaxing. I came in and watched a movie, and I rested, and I relaxed, and I kept thinking, you know, last year I was going from where I'm living to see my daughter, and it was like a crunch time, and then I spent a night with her, and then I went to see my dad and stepmom, and it was just kind of busy, and it was a great busy because I was seeing everybody that's family and that I love them. But this year, it's just kind of like, it's okay to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be here, and I'll see my family, and that's okay. And it was just a good kind of relaxed, calming kind of day, actually. It felt like I should be doing something because I'm used to doing something, and then it was reminded to me that I needed just to honor the day and not be busy in the day, but let the calmness of the day come. So that was different for me.
That sounds really nice. We're looking at 2009 coming around the corner, and I don't know about you, but I think there's going to be a lot of change, and hopefully it's going to be better change for a lot of people that we know. We just started, I believe, winter solstice was the other day, and started our actual winter cycle. And both of us are in Michigan, so we've had snow upon snow upon snow, as a lot of the country has. And I think it's kind of putting everybody in hibernation, getting us ready for a really wonderful 2009. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that they need, you know, I think that the bear people that I run into are really needing that hibernation time. They're really needing to crawl within themselves because we have so much to get ready for next year. And you're talking about the changes. I think we're going to be going through traumatic changes, but not in a bad sense. I want to say in a different sense, in a different way. And I think it's
going to
be
growth. I think a lot of
spiritual
growth.
Yeah, it's
going to
provide tremendous growth. And we're going to see people making leaps and bounds that would never have gotten from an A to a Z. You know, they're going to actually be making huge strides because of the things that are coming their way. Other people are going to be running this year after last year where all they did was pave the way, you know, and clear mm-hmm. the obstacles and clear the obstacles. And this year they're just going to be running forward. And others are going to say, wait a minute, let me just crawl. Let me get on my hands and knees and we'll just crawl a little bit because I'm not sure it's safe to stand up and I don't want to lay down on the floor or the ground, but let me get up and be kind of safe here. So if I need a drop and roll, I can. And if it seems really safe, then I'll stand up. And so we're going to have different people at all different kinds of spiritual progression going, but it's going to have to do with what's going on in their own lives as well as what's going on globally.
Well, that sounds about what I'm feeling. I would like to crawl, but unfortunately, I don't think Creator's going to allow me to crawl this coming year.
I think you're into the cave. You're coming out blasting, Kim. You're coming out blasting. That's where you're like roaring like the lion. You're going to come out and clear the way.
Oh, that would be nice, I think. It's kind of scary sometimes, though. Would you be interested in doing some reads tonight if we get some call-ins?
Well, sure.
Are you up for that today? Okay, well, if anybody listening, we're on Bright Light Pathfinder's show tonight. My name is Kim. I'm Medicine Walker. I've guest hosted several times with Miss Kathy, who's feeling a little under the weather tonight. And I'm here with Sharon, my friend Sharon, in Light and Path. And you can give us a call if you're interested in getting a read tonight, 877-815-9756. So, what kind of outlook do we have for January? What do you feel is going on in January?
I think we're going to be going in and we're all going to be shaken up, okay? Number one, we got Obama coming into the office.
Mm-hmm.
So, and whether you perceive him as a good change or a bad change, it doesn't matter. He represents change. And it's not even what party he is, it's just simply, it's a new administration. It's somebody
mm-hmm.
new coming in. And all the other stuff just adds weight. It just says that it's going to happen now. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's going to set the tone. I think a lot of people are like holding on to their hats, you know, waiting for the gale winds to come and blow them away. I think that they'll find that if they just take easy steps going into January, that by the time, you know, February comes, they're going to have a good footing. And I really want to assure people of that overall, that that's what I pick up, is that people are going to be thrown off by the changes, but that a lot of the changes that are coming up, we're going to be eased into. They're not going to be drop-bombed on us, that what we're going to feel is drop-bombed happens like early January. And after that point, it's like we can get our grip again and, so to speak, go on.
Well, I know. For myself, I'm actually feeling pretty peaceful about stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the bomb waiting to happen or what, but I'm actually pretty calm about it. It's kind of taking it, as Kathy always says, moment by moment, you know, live the moment. And I'm feeling pretty good that, you know, January. Of course, my birthday's in January, so maybe that's part of it. But
there you go.
I'm feeling pretty confident January is going to be a better light, so to speak.
Mhm. I think so. I mean, it just feels like January comes out looking pretty good. It just talks about a lot of transitions and a lot of changes. People are still going to be finishing up whatever they didn't get done this last year. There's something I read where this last year, or the last few months, rather, the focus was on old past memories and bringing them up to be cleared. And if you thought you did all the work on them, then there's still something more to be done. And then they talked about that next year was going to be the focus on ourselves. And I thought, wow, that could be intense, because then we'd have to really look at ourselves and love ourselves in a whole new, different way. So I think that it also brings in that growth that we were talking about, that people are going
mm-hmm.
to grow in that process and learn to love themselves and thereby loving other people as well. So So I think that's a tremendous thing right there.
I know I've got a lot of people around me right now that are actually going through that and coming into that where they're it's almost like a spiritual awakening and a self-awakening and, you know, all rolled into one. And that's what I've been telling a lot of people is, you know, in order to move forward with anything in our lives, we have to accept things about ourselves and really truly look in and be who we are and not be scared of who we are. And, you know, embrace it and really live it. And they look at me and they're like, well, how can we do that? I said, well, you know, you got to quit doing things to make other people happy first. You know, you have to make yourself happy and love ourselves. And I think that's like so big of a message with everybody right now. Everybody I talk to is the same thing. It's like learning about themselves, who they are. And, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's midlife crisis for me. I don't know, but...
But I think we were raised to be of service to others, and that was how it's supposed to be. So now the message is almost like reverse. We're supposed to be good to us before we're good to somebody else. You know, why is that the way it is? But it comes back to that we can't be any good to anybody else unless we're good to ourselves, and that's kind of the bottom line.
It's kind of like a refueling almost, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like a refueling of your soul. And if you can refuel it, then you can be what you need to be for everybody else around you. And I think that's really important. Well, I'm kind of looking forward to it, I think.
I'm always amazed at what happens. You know, when I look back at this last year, I met some tremendous new friends that feel like they're old friends. And mm-hmm. I got to go do some amazing things this year and amazing experiences that were just truly awesome. And so you look back at a year and you go, wow, who would have thought that this would have happened doing it this way or whatever? And so I'm waiting to be amazed next year.
I don't want any hidden surprises. I just would like to be amazed. I would like good things to happen to everybody I know because it's been a rough year all the way around for everybody I know right now. Not that it hasn't been life lessons and not that doors and windows haven't been open for many of us, but it'll actually be a welcome blessing if things go really well and people start awakening to things around them. We shall see, I suppose, eh?
Yeah, I think we will. I know we will. I think, you know, if you're open to seeing, you see. I love that message from the Polar Express, which was believe to see, not
mm-hmm.
see to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one of my credos is to believe to see. And so I put it out there, I'll be amazed.
Yep, that is the thing. Well, and I've got a friend, Pamela, I don't know if you've spoken with her. Actually, you have, because you guys have been talking about your orb pictures and what have you. And
yeah.
That's one of her things, is you put it out there, and if you have faith in it, you know, it'll be. You know, the universe will provide for you, and we have everything we need to do what we need to do. And if you put it out there, and amazement or faith or that it's all going to be taken care of, it does come back to you that way. And
sure.
It's been a pretty amazing journey this year. So, again, we're on Bright Light Pathfinder Show. Kathy Cooks on BBS Radio. If any call-ins would like to call in, the number is 877-815-9756. And Kathy, if you're listening or resting, we wish you well, and we send you a lot of energy and love and blessings. Hurry, get better, so that we can hear you next week. And again, this is Medicine Walker, and I have guest hosted with Kathy several times, and this is my friend Sharon in Light and Paths, and we are on this wonderful, warm Christmas night in Michigan. I'm sitting by a fire, so that's why I'm warm. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of
cold. I'm sitting next to a heater.
Oh, okay, well, you're warm, too.
And I have my candle going. So I think that's my
that's your little fire. There you go.
There you go.
That's pretty funny. So have you been doing any paintings lately? I heard you, when you were talking to me, you had gotten some new things, and we're going to do some writing, and we're looking to do your drawings, and I know you're painting.
I got the material, I haven't broken out the paint, and I kept thinking today, off and on, that that would
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hello? Who is
Hi.
It?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi.
Who is
Hi, I'm Kristen from Portland. My friend just sent me the link, and so I thought I would join in.
Oh, sure. Welcome, Kristen. Merry Christmas
Thank
to you.
Merry Christmas
Are you calling
to you.
In for a read from Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, Kristen, I usually do a thing called a name art reading, but I'm being told you have a question in mind. Would you like to share it, or do you want me just to give you kind of a what I call a general specific, which is that you would get the answer and you would know where it fit, but that anybody else listening is not going to know the rest of the story, so to speak?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be fine. I'm maybe not super clear on my question either, other than I've been having some feeling really emotional and having trouble staying centered and grounded and connected to source. That was the main thing that I'm aware of today.
Okay.
And over the past 2 weeks.
Well, you're doing a lot of throat clearing. When you, as you were talking, my throat was feeling clenched. And what I was getting from that was, like, that's the part that's trying to get cleared. And the grounding aspect. I know for me, because I have a tough time being grounded because I spend so much time out there, that I have to literally stomp on the ground. I literally have to do that just to get my footing again. And one of the techniques that tends to work well for me is to have like a line go from my middle to my big toe, my middle toe, and my baby toe, and then from the middle of my the arch of my feet, and then from around my ankle, and just pull those down as three tree roots, and that, believe it or not, tends to help me stay grounded. So that might help you in that respect. The throat stuff is what they keep drawing me back to, though. So,
okay.
I'm going to go there for a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute. I'm like, moving my head around as I'm talking to you. My friends say, it's a Sharon look, you know. And if you saw me, you would see my head going back and around, and usually I make these weird faces. So I become quite comical to other people. It's just something I do to try and get whatever. Yeah, Kim knows. She's seen it. Flying motion here. So when I talk about your throat and I get a throat chakra, it feels very uncomfortable, like they've been really working on, you've been working on a lot of heart issues lately, isn't that right? Because I'm just feeling like it's like indigestion, but instead of from the stomach, it's from like the heart to the throat area.
Okay.
And it just feels like it's just wanting to exit stage left, but it doesn't know quite how to get there because it's not like I'll work through it. It almost feels like a volcano. So you're erupting, like Kim and I were talking about a few minutes ago, a lot of the old stuff is coming up, and it's not always that we have to do all the total review again. It's just about acknowledging that it needs to go. And for you, that's kind of where I feel. It's like acknowledging that it needs to go now, letting it release, letting it go. And one of the things that I do, like when I'm in the shower, is just to literally go up on my chest, follow up to the mouth, and let it come off. What was the other area? And emotionally? Yeah, that's green. Yeah, boy, you're doing a lot of clearing stuff right now.
I am.
You know,
I want to be clear.
And they're showing me from your whole chest area, from shoulder to shoulder, and they're showing me like a greenish yellow, and it kind of reminds me of an infection. You know, like we're trying to clear it out. We're working on it. We're working overtime to burn it off. And then I look down and I see it on the outside for you, like all this gunk. Now, have you taken a cleansing bath lately?
Usually at least once a day.
cleansing bath?
You mean like salt bath?
Salt bath, yes.
with the essential oils, and usually like 1 to 2 cups for the aura cleanse. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I learned from Pranic Healing. It's, yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, you should be crystal clear. Well, the greenish...
Either that or she's like us, Sharon, and she's got a lot of gunk she's getting rid of from this past year.
Yeah.
Morning.
Well, yeah.
Kristen, you can come sail on my boat because I'm right next to you. A lot of gunk going.
and that's true. And that's the thing that I wanted to tell you is that it feels like it's working overtime to get rid of
mm-hmm.
and to heal. And when I see the greenish yellow, to me it says that it's getting out of, it's not staying in, and it's being healed. And it's like you're taking care of you better now, and that's part of what's going to turn the tide here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just Kim and I were just talking about taking care of ourselves and not everybody else first.
Mm-hmm.
So when we take care of ourselves, and we can heal ourselves and then be there for everybody else more. And that comes back to kind of being your message as well. Because that green and that yellow would say it's healing, but it's about you taking control of it. And like I said, I'm not feeling like you have to state every situation. I feel like it's just like you have to release it, just let it go. Acknowledge that it was there and let it go. And whatever you need to honor or that aspect that hasn't been healed or recognized or whatever, to have that brought up for review and then release the rest of it. Boy,
mm-hmm.
thank you. Nice, Kristen. I'm just like helping you release over here, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm blowing. Too. I'm trying not to blow into the phone, but I'm just blowing into this, like from my stomach up out.
I want you to know also that next year is so much brighter for you. So much
Yay!
Brighter. And it is, you know, it's in the golden hues, so it's all about spiritual knowledge, and you've got some wonderful things unfolding for you that are truly going to come at miraculous moments, and they're just going to be tremendous blessings for you. Your family, I'm to tell you, is being very protected and watched over, and for whatever reason, that's coming through very loud. And there's a grandmother who comes forward to say hi, and that she was there with the family today. And, So I'm going to give that to you and let it go. And somebody, whoever this is, had short breath. I don't do a lot of mediumship work anymore, so I apologize for my lack of clarity in that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm getting like a lot of short breath, and a grandfather type figure comes in. Do you know who this would be?
Short, I didn't quite hear what you said. Short what?
Short of breath. Short breath.
Short of breath. Short of breath grandfather figure?
Yeah.
Is it my dad?
Pardon?
Is it actually my dad? He's deceased.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. He was more...
See, I would look at grandparents as like 70, 80, although my dad's 80 and he's not my grandfather. But he would look like a grandfather to me.
Well, my dad had
kind
of a lot of health problems and aged rapidly. He died 5 years ago. So he's about... He would be about 62 right now, but...
Okay, so
but he was looking older. What's that?
Okay. I said that's where that grandfather edge comes in.
Yeah, he had lots of health problems. He had about 80-year-old health problems. Or, yeah.
Something with the stomach area? Because I have my arm over my stomach, like I want to protect it.
Well, there were maybe... or issues between the two of us. I don't know if that... I mean, this is more... It's kind of everywhere.
Okay.
Medically,
well,
but...
There's something that I've told many other people because I've seen it work, is that, you know, when people pass, you know, a lot of times... they don't heal all aspects that need to be healed. Whether you know, I'm not talking about the physical aspects. I'm talking about the emotional aspects of who they were or are. And one of the things that I found out along my journey was that we can send healing to the people that we love, or, you know, our friends, family, neighbors, whoever, on the other side, by just simply, you know, calling their name, visualizing them, and telling them that we forgive them, or asking them to forgive ourselves. And we can actually visualize giving them a hug, and if we're very still, we can feel them giving us a hug back. And I tell you this, Christian, because I feel like that's what your dad is wanting to do. He wants to tell you he's sorry for not being there for you this day. And it almost feels like he felt like there were choices that he could have made to have lived longer or whatever. I'm getting live longer here. And he wants you to know that that saddens him, but that you bring him great joy in who you are now. And he tells me, he looks in the future for you, and he says, and to who you become in the future, he says, I'm very proud of you and your potential.
And let me, I'm going to add something to that right now, if it's okay. I'm being shown, and it's really strange because I haven't been shown this in a long time, Kristen. I have a, I see a wren, which I don't know if you know what a wren is. It's a very, very small bird. Okay, it's very tiny, and the plumage is very pretty. And I'm seeing a wren, and I'm reminded of a story a long time ago about the teachings of the elders that the smallest shall become the greatest. Okay, and I see this little wren just flitting around you and flitting around you. And one of the tales that the elders used to tell us was about a story about an eagle and a wren. And this eagle thought he was just, you know, the best and everything, and he can beat everybody. And the little wren said, well, you know, I'll go with you, and I'm going to fly just like you do, and I can beat you to the top of this mountain. And the eagle kind of laughed about it. So they took off in flight, you know, and they went up the side of this mountain, and they got up to the top, and the eagle was there, and he's like, yes! You know, and he's looking around, and he's all by himself, and he's like, I knew it. I was the strongest. I was the greatest. And I'm, you know, I can do anything, you know. And he heard this little flutter around him, and he looked, and right up on his shoulder, on the back of him, was perched this little tiny wren, just as fine as you please. And which meant, you know, he came to greatness too. You know, he used the things around him to get where he is. And I see this little wren right around you, and you're going to burst out like this little wren, and you're going to be, this coming year is just going to be for you, the next few months, is this is who you're going to become. You're going to clear your stuff, and you're going to be strong, and you may be, it's kind of like the old adage, you know, you may be tiny, but doesn't mean I'm not mighty, and this is kind of what you have to embrace about yourself, and this is what you're going to be. You're going to have this little wren to remind you that you have to be, go out there and be just as powerful as everybody else, just because you may not have a louder voice or, you know, a bigger car, so to speak, or, you know, in modern terms. It doesn't mean you're not appreciated for who you are and you're not important. And that little wren's going to be right alongside you.
Thank you. It feels to me, I've been working on, you know, letting go of, oh, the old ways I used to, you know, fit in or succeed, things that I learned from society or family, and really wanting to do that in my own true nature instead of putting on hats, you know, so to speak. So instead of this more egoic, yang, eagle way of being, being more, you know, powerful in a more yin, graceful way. So that was sort of what that was saying to me as well.
So talk
about the smallest steps that still make the distance.
What was that?
You're going to take the smallest steps that will take you still the great distance.
Mm-hmm.
It still leads you. The eagle and the wren, still got to the mountaintop. They just did it a different way. You know, they both flew. They just flew differently, but they got to the same mountaintop.
Right.
Instead of being that stumbling block, you're going to become the educator block, or the educator gate. You're going to open the gate for others to understand in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is tremendous.
Yeah, for instance, like if the wren had tried to fly up the same way that the eagle did, it wouldn't have been as effective, right? So
correct.
Appreciating one's nature and working with that instead of trying to power through things.
Yep, and working with everything around them, right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to power through things in a more eagle-type way.
Yep, yeah. And that's what you got to be. You got to be that little wren, and that little wren is right around you to remind you.
Cool. We've had lots of them around here recently, too, so they've been trying to tell me.
Well, see? There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. It was really helpful. Thank you.
Hey, and Merry Christmas to you again, okay?
Merry Christmas. Blessings.
Thank you. Again, this is Bright Light Pathfinder Show on BBS Radio Live 1. We just talked to Christine. Thank you very much for calling in. And Kathy Cook is a little under the weather tonight, and we want to send blessings and healings to her, and hopefully we'll hear from her next week. And I am on with my friend Sharon in Light and Paths, and if anybody would like to call in, the call-in number is 877-815-9756 in the United States and Canada. And again, I'm Kim Medicine Walker, and we are on BBS Radio. Well, that was kind of interesting, eh, Sharon?
That was very interesting. I've never heard that story before, but I really like it.
Yeah, she was just sitting there, and boy, I could hear that wren just a-flitting in my ear, so that was kind of neat.
I kept thinking that the wren was also kind of more tenacious and more focused in a whole different way. The eagle, we always say, as a global vision, global visionary, and the wren is like, you know, I can only see this far, you know, and if you think about it, a lot of our spiritual walk is we can only see this far. We can't see. We don't always get the eagle view. We get the little steps ahead of us. And that, you know, is more measurable. We can handle that.
Sounds like we got a call in again.
Yeah,
it's
who it is.
Caller?
It's Pamela.
It's Pamela. Pamela,
yeah.
Hello. Merry Christmas, Pamela.
Merry Christmas,
you
guys.
Got a question for Sharon or want to say hi to Sharon?
Well, hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Pamela.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay
great.
Tonight, I think.
Okay.
We had an interesting caller a little bit ago and kind of got about some stuff.
Yeah, I was just listening to what she had to say. I'm up here in the bedroom and was listening to you guys. And I enjoyed hearing you talk a little bit about how I've been bringing things to me and putting it out there of, you know, believing and having faith and knowing that those things are coming to me. And a little bit of the talking that you were doing earlier about the new year and the new things that are going on with everybody, I'm actually really excited for the new year. I'm excited for tomorrow and creating a new me and new things and a new life and following a new spiritual path, and it just, you guys got me going. I'm up here all excited. So I was just wondering, you know, what's our next step? What do we do besides believing and having that faith? How do we create? What are we going to do to create?
There you go, Sharon. That one's to you.
Oh, what do we do to create? I think that, you know, we're working on building that vibration, the I am presence, the healing vibration, lifting up. We're going to connect to everything that we do with people around us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really feeling
the bigger, smaller picture. It starts at home. It's the little things. You know, we always, you know, we'll go back to Kim's statement about the ego and the wren. You know, I don't think we're done with those two analogies right now, you know, because I think that it says so much about where we're at. People always think about all the big things, you know, if I'll wait till the day I'm really big and I'm really famous and I'll do this and this and this. I remember telling my kids when they were little that when we got rich enough, we would do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, about 4 years after that, I realized that if I waited till I was rich, it probably was never going to happen, and the kids were going to be out of the house, and I was going to be going, I regret And so I started changing and said, okay, let's go ahead and plan it. Let's go ahead and do it. And if we have to pay a sacrifice for having gone and done, then I'm willing to do that. And we had some amazing vacations because of that. We got to do all kinds of cool things because I stopped saying, when I'm rich enough.
And well, you know, one of the things we've been talking about, Sharon, with in that respect with rich enough, and I know Pamela and I have had kind of similar conversation, is rich enough, a lot of people, and that again goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the world's so material right now. And if you really stop and count your blessings, your personal blessings, we're so rich in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
But not with monetary. People seem to get to the point where they're forgetting about, you know, going outside and smelling the roses, so to speak, you know, or the blessings of having their children in their lives or their grandchildren or their grandparents or, you know, like my mother. I had her here for 88 years, you know. That was a true blessing. I was rich with that, you know, and people seem to forget that sometimes.
I agree with you.
What's that?
What do you think about that, Pamela? I
really agree, and I think one of the things that have been I've been noticing with people a lot, in especially in the last 6 weeks, I've been hearing the question, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want? And I kept telling everybody, you know what? I don't need anything. I really don't need anything, and I don't want anything. I'm so happy to have these personal relationships that have been building and these spiritual relationships that have been building and these new chances and choices in my life, and it's been more fun playing with that gift than any of the gifts that anybody could have given me this year. And I think that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to most in the new year is the new personal bonds with the new people like Sharon and Kathy and all these new experiences and the things that, like, you know, you and I have been talking about, Kim. And it's just been such a growth that I literally feel magnetized, and that there's a new energy flowing, and that there's going to be a new spiritual awareness, you know, moving towards greatness for many, many people, that there's going to be a huge connection. And I'm looking forward to watching the different people in my life expand and magnetize themselves and, you know, for lack of better words, prophesize, or, you know, that's kind of a scary word when you think about it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Because I'm telling people, you know, pay attention to the synchronicities.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell people, you know, you got abundance coming in, but that's just not money. That's a smile, that's laughter, that's a hug, that's joy, that's friendship, that's family, that's a great meal. You know, for me, it's a dishwasher.
Amen.
It's a simple thing, it's a big thing, you know. Being able to stand out on my back deck and look at these gorgeous trees and having the water right there and hearing the birds come in, or today I got to see two squirrels run around a tree and playing a game. And the dogs were outside, and they're jumping in the snow that's, you know, almost up to, well, it's up to the bellies, and just jumping around in it like newborn kids, kind of, not newborn kids, but young kids out there. It was just a great day of these little simple joys that just kind of, it was like, I want to remember this, you know, 20 years from now. I want to remember this day of the squirrels running around the trees, the dogs jumping in the snow, and seeing the water and the beautiful sky and the trees that were here. That's, you know, outside of the family and friends, you know, that I've shared the day with, that's what I want to remember. That's what I want to walk away from today with.
Yeah, you had mentioned that today was more of a relaxing family kickback kind of a day. And I think, you know, as you guys had both said, that a lot of people were feeling that. But I think that we're going to be able to enjoy that throughout this winter. And I think the energy is just going to be phenomenal in the things that we're seeing. So, you know, you guys have a lot of really good insight. I've been enjoying what you've been talking about. And I think one of the things about Kristen, what you guys were saying is, it seems to me that she's really trying to create, and I think that's really awesome. I'm really excited about, you know, hearing more from her and how her next couple months go. So,
oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it, to get an update? I always tell people, you know, come back and give me the update. You know,
yeah,
that would be fun. Let me know the rest of the story.
Well, she gave us a great blessing tonight, and I'm very thankful for it because she brought us the wren and being able
absolutely.
To remind us all of the little wren that's inside of all of us. And
yeah.
Sometimes, like you said, it's not about being the eagle, the biggest, the baddest. You know, sometimes it's about achieving something in small ways and achieving the same goal. You know, you put that little ripple out there, and it goes a far way.
Yeah. A lot of what you're saying in the sense of being better, bigger, grander, more, I'm not feeling that need to feel better than. I'm enjoying being equals with and noticing the differences and the individuality in people rather than, you know, oh, I'm smarter than you are. No, you've got a different type of, you know, intellect than I do, and I'm enjoying feeding off of it. Like the movie we watched today, just the little things, it's been really fun. It really has, noticing these new things, because the old me wasn't like that. The old me was always worried about being stronger than someone or more, you know, as you guys were saying, you know, earlier. And I'm just looking forward to more of that, more noticing the individualities and learning, and I don't know, just very excited.
I think that this year coming up is going to be a huge year for a lot of women, and by no means am I fighting any of the male out there that are listening, the males that are out there listening, but I think that a lot of them are really coming into awakening, and a lot of the men, too, that I talked to, my friend Gary, who I think both of you know, he's coming into a spiritual awakening that he's been working with, too, and it's just awesome to see all these people just kind of waking up and saying, hey, you know, there's a little bit more out there, and we need to be more appreciative of what's in our lives. And like I said, it's the small things that count and make us happy.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty awesome. Well, again, let me just say real quick, we're on BBS Radio on Bright Lights Pathfinders show. And it's a Merry Christmas to everybody. And Kathy, if you're listening, Merry Christmas to you and light and love from all three of us and I'm sure all of your listeners, and hope you get better really quick. If anybody would like to call in tonight, the number is 877-815-9756. Thanks, Pamela.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Good evening. Yeah,
all right.
Talking to you again, Pamela.
Yeah, good talking to you. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, love you.
All right.
Bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
She's got such a great energy. She's
She does.
She's just rolling through life right now and enjoying it and taking names and numbers and just finding out who she is and learning which direction she's going in. And, boy, I'll tell you, growing leaps and bounds, and it's just wonderful to watch and be part of.
It is cool. I was saying when she was talking about it, it's not about, you know, being better. The word that came was upliftment. That it's a good time to uplift each other, and not, it's not about comparing, you got this, I got that, you know, but rather to say, wow, that's cool that you got that. You know, that's awesome. You know, it's more important than to say, I want that, but more to say, that is awesome. That's your gift or your ability, and that's a big one. You know, we all walk around with these huge insecurities of not being enough, or you know, it's just little me, or you know, what difference would I make in the world? And most laws or most things that have happened in life have happened because one person was tenacious like that wren and kept going for it, stayed focused, went for it. And along the way, gathered the strength and the speed to get to the end goal. And it took one person, one idea. So we all do count. We all have our own special gifts. And when we can appreciate what we bring to the table, so to speak, we're also able to appreciate what somebody else brings to the table as well. So that's
well,
I
appreciate all the
insight.
Stuff you always bring to the table, Sharon. I always enjoy yakking with you and bouncing my brain cells off of you every now and then. It's kind of nice.
I don't know. I think
I'll
maybe work my brain harder.
Oh, okay. I think we do it to each other sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, and I always look forward to our talks and chats, and it's a good time right now for friends and family and getting to know each other and remembering who we are and remembering what we are to each other, and I think that's extremely important as well.
Absolutely. That was part of the blessing today, was that I heard not only from family, but I heard from dear friends of mine, and, you know, that just lifted up my soul so much to have their calls. And I thought of making calls, and it was like, you hate to bother anybody, so you just let it be. So it was really nice that I got the calls, and so that was my blessing, part of many of my blessings today.
Awesome. That's always nice when you're thought of, too, you know.
Yeah.
I know sometimes we get a little selfish, but I know you're a lot like I am, and we do a lot of calling for other people and do things for other people, and sometimes it is nice to be on the receiving end for a change, and I think I've been blessed today as well and yesterday, and I've had a lot of people that have called and checked in and said hey and sent love to me and my daughter, and it's been a really good feeling, you know. I guess that's what the season's all about too, you know. Again, we're on BBS Radio on Bright Light Pathfinders. Show tonight. My name is Kim Medicine Walker. I've guest hosted with Kathy several times, and she's a little under the weather. And again, I'd like to wish her Merry Christmas and her family as well, and hope she's feeling better soon. I'd also like to thank Christine for calling in and bring out the story of the wren, because that was pretty interesting analogy. And it's like I said, it's something I had really even thought about, was that little wren. And Sharon, I'm very blessed by having you here tonight. And I'd like to ask you if you have a little prayer to say here at the almost close of the show tonight, and then I'll follow up with a prayer for everybody myself.
I don't, Kim, so I apologize on it when I do not.
Okay, that's okay. I will offer one for everybody tonight, and this is my thoughts that I send out throughout the world, to every nation, in every nation, from every heart, that we hear one prayer, that all people live in freedom and peace reign everywhere. This is our Christmas wish for you and for all the world, and that is peace, that everybody finds peace. Aho. Well, tonight's been a wonderful evening. Again, Sharon, I thank you for coming on with me and making this hour pass by so quickly. It went by quick.
It did. And I think because, you know, we're such tremendous friends, and that makes it so easy just to fly through the time here, because we are, and Kristen and Pamela Colleen, and just really helped us to, you know, it was interesting how they kind of brought things back that we had already talked about. And how they gave us a different focus all at the same time. So that was tremendous, tremendous. It's been amazing. Thank you for inviting me to be here tonight with you.
Always, and thank you for accepting. As I said, I was really concerned about Miss Kathy tonight, and yesterday she wasn't feeling very good, and I'm just glad that hopefully she's on the mend. So I'm always glad to help out.
I think she'll be back up, and we're going to go next week.
Hopefully. She's a tremendous lady, and I love her very much. She's a great gal.
She sure is.
Oh.
She's been such a treasure and a pleasure to get to know. And she's amazing. So, yeah, like I said, I think by next week she's back up and raring to get back on the radio. And I missed her tonight, and I know you did too. And look forward to her speedy return.
Yeah, I hope you're listening to that, Miss Calf. All right. I love you. And again, we're on BBS Radio, Bright Light Pathfinders show on Thursday night. We wish everybody in the listening area a Merry Christmas and blessings throughout the holiday season. We're going to probably hear everybody next week when Kathy Cook gets back on the air. All right. Love to everybody, and over and out. Have a great night. Good night, Sharon.
Good night, you.